Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Regional baseball coverage here on KNZA. You're locked into 103.9 for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crin and Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. Big matchup here coming up for our first game of the evening, our 2 o'clock game. The Riverside Cyclones holding the number one seed of this tournament, taking on the Marysville Bulldogs, holding the number five Marysville Bulldogs. The area will take down Mar Hill Mount Academy in the quarterfinal round. Of score of 16-5. They finally got going in the middle part of the innings. As for the Riverside Cyclones, they took down Royal Valley by a dominant score of 12-2 in their quarterfinal win. They are currently on a two-game winning streak. They ended the regular season with a split with Donovan West. They had lost the first game against Donovan West, getting shut out 1-0, facing their ace pitcher, Cooper Eberle. And then Keegan Hughes, he went six innings and was able to only give up one run and two hits in that time. Of course, Hughes not getting the start today for the Cyclones as he is the ace pitcher. So maybe a decision here by Bryce Payton to conserve him for what could be a potential championship game for the team. Instead, it'll be Kobe Kaler coming out and getting the start from the mound for the Riverside Cyclones here today, taking on the Marysville Bulldogs. So again, the Cyclones holding number one seed of this regional, so they will bat at the bottom of the inning. The Bulldogs, they will bat first. Right now, the umpires and the coaches meeting right now. The lineups are nearly on the way. Starting lineups are to be announced at the field, as well as also the national anthem. So before that, here again, welcome to our pregame coverage here on 103.9 KNZA, the Riverside Cyclones, head coached by Bryce Payton. And for the Marysville Bulldogs, they are head coached by Grady Camp. And breaking more into these teams, Marysville Bulldogs on the season 9-13 for the Riverside Cyclones, 16-5 on the season, 14-4 to end their time in the Northeast Kansas League. Again, the Riverside Cyclones coming just out of the Big East, or what was the Big Seven at the time before they moved out, and then now joined the Northeast Kansas League. Of course, in this time, Riverside having their best season with the in the Northeast Kansas League. But again, this Riverside team, they're facing 1-2A opponents in that league. So now they're finally getting that 3A competition. They were able to take down Royal Valley, a team that had was on a 40-game losing streak before even coming into the postseason. So if you'd like to take that draw, if you're the Cyclones, to get off to a good start, and well, they did. They beat Royal Valley and scored 12-2. So let's break in here to the starting lineups of both these teams, starting off here with the what is considered the away team here in the Marysville Bulldogs. Starting off with the top of the order, batting first, it's the junior center fielder in Grant Harfley. Batting second, the freshman second baseman, J.T. Becker. Batting third, the junior third baseman, Alex Shale. Batting in cleanup, the junior right fielder, Ty Moser. Batting fifth in the order, the freshman catcher, Grady Schradel. Batting sixth in the order, the sophomore shortstop, Ty Hager. Batting seventh in the order, the senior designated hitter, Dakota Slupionic. It's going to be a fun name to say throughout the broadcast for sure. Jacob Meyer, the senior first baseman. Batting, again, eighth in the order, and batting ninth in the order will be the senior pitcher, Jordan Miller, for the Marysville Bulldogs. And then in the flex is the senior left fielder, Brock Cromie. And for the Riverside Cyclones, now going into their starting lineup is Chase Hewins, who will be batting first in the order, is a junior that will be behind the plate catching. Batting second in the order is the sophomore shortstop, Keegan Hughes. Batting third in the order is the junior center fielder, Mason Hayes. Batting in the cleanup spot is the sophomore left fielder, Luke Bennett. Batting fifth in the order for the Cyclones is the junior designated hitter, Beckham Griffith, who is back in the order, by the way, for Riverside. He got out in week number eight. We'll talk a little bit more about him in just a little bit. Kobe Kaler is batting sixth in the order and is a freshman who will be starting on the mound today for the Cyclones. Batting seventh in the order is the freshman third baseman, Gavin Schoenfelder. Batting in eighth in the order for the Cyclones, freshman Brendan Deming, who will be playing at first base, and batting final ninth spot in the order, the freshman second baseman, Parker Foley, and in the flex for the Riverside Cyclones, it'll be the freshman right fielder, Grady Sigrist. The Cyclones have just three juniors on their team, starting in the lineup, two sophomores and five total freshmen. There is not a single senior that spots themselves on the Cyclone roster. They were recognized by Sports in Kansas last week for that statistic, being here and having their best season, especially with no seniors on their lineup at all. And that's just something to really bring attention to that is extremely impressive about this young and impressive team. And then for the Marysville Bulldogs, they have four seniors on their starting roster today, three juniors, one sophomore, and two freshmen. So you look at both these teams, the Cyclones have three upperclassmen, while the Marysville Bulldogs have seven upperclassmen with four seniors and three juniors. So you look at the experience in this game, it's definitely going to be into effect. They hear the national anthem on the way, first pitch in a couple of minutes. But up next on KNZA, it's the Riverside Cyclones taking on the Marysville Bulldogs in the 3A Baseball Regional Semifinal.
Put your hand over your heart and pay a respectful tribute to our country and those who have fought to preserve our rights with the playing.
At last it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into 103.9 KNZA. Crit and Profit, Kurt Kelman back in studio. We got a triple header guaranteed here for you today. The two semifinal matchups will have the championship call again all here on 103.9 KNZA. Welcome here for the long ride, as it's going to be a good one. So coming up here is the first pitch action. It is the Riverside Cyclones taking the defensive field, taking a look at it. Again, Kobe Kaler getting his start from the mound on this season. Kobe Kaler, 24.2 innings, 9 hits allowed, 40 strikeouts, and a 1.14 ERA, lower than the eighth pitcher on the team in Keegan Hughes. But again, most likely here, the taking for Bryce Payton is trying to get Kaler to go this first game, to go as much of the distance as he can, and to preserve his eighth pitcher and Hughes for that championship game. But Kaler, he's had a very potent season this year, and he looks to try to continue that excellence from the mound today. So again, Kaler from the mound, Hewins catching, Denning at first base, there'll be Parker Foley at second, Schoenfelder at third, Keegan Hughes, who I mentioned being the eighth pitcher on this Riverside team, he'll be at shortstop, Luke Bennett's out in left field, Mason Hayes in center, and then the flex player in Grady Sigrist out in right. Taking a look at the Marysville Bulldogs, top four in the batting order here as they come up, it's the junior Grant Hayfley, the center fielder. Batting on deck is the freshman J.C. Becker. He'll be at the second base spot on defense. And the junior Alex Shale will be in the hole, batting third coming up, and will be at third base. And cleaning it up at the top of this order will be Ty Moser, the junior right fielder. So for the Bulldogs, Hayfley, Becker, Shale, and Moser all up to bat. It's a beautiful day. We're looking at about 70 degrees at this first pitch. A 16-mile-per-hour wind going towards the northwest, which kind of funnily enough, last Friday when we were broadcasting here, that wind also went to that same right corner in the field. We're taking a look at about 320, 317 to the corners, and then a a deep about 380 down towards center field. So it's a very deep center field here at Sabetha. A great baseball complex used also for the Legion games during the summer. So first pitch here, getting ready on the way right now. It's Grant Haefeli, the center fielder, junior for the Bulldogs, just one of three juniors here in the order for the Bulldogs, coming up to lead it off. So first pitch by Kaler is delivered, and the first pitch is off the left elbow of Haefeli, and Haefeli, he will flee all the way to first base with a nice light jog, and that will be the first pitch of the game. It is a hit batter for the Bulldogs. Definitely not the way you want to get going here for the Cyclones, but of course, you'll take it for the Bulldogs. First pitch, runner on, no outs. J.C. Becker, the freshman, now up to bat for the Marysville Bulldogs. He takes his stance in the back right of the box, hoisting his bat over his right back, and that's going to be a pass ball, possibly actually still given to Haefeli as his early takeoff to second base. So Haefeli now on second. And now Becker lines one down center as it takes a couple of hops that gets the runner across third and continuing his sprint past home plate. And just like that, Marysville Bulldogs has struck first with an RBI single laid down straight center by J.T. Becker. Grant Haefeli doing a great job of getting on base and then being able to get his takeoff to second and putting himself in scoring position, allowed J.T. Becker, the freshman, to score the first run this game for the Bulldogs. Now Alex Schale comes up to bat for his first pitch, and that one is high. A throw to second base, and that is not on time and a little high and away. J.T. Becker gets the steal. So back-to-back steals here for the Bulldogs. Already a 1-0 lead as we're in the top of the first with no outs. The Sun Cyclones battling out roughly defensively to start this game. Now the next pitch is delivered to the left corner in for a strike one call. So 1-1 count here against Alex Schale. Schale batting from his right, teetering the bat behind his back. Now cranks this one. It's going to go foul off the right side near the past the Marysville dugout. Already a couple of kids on duty to go get the foul balls. Next pitch by Kaler is in for strike three on the 1-2 count, and Schale goes down swinging. That is the first out of the inning for the Marysville Bulldogs. Already one run up on the board. Still a runner in scoring position on second base. That's J.T. Becker. Ty Moser now comes up to bat. All right-handers so far have come up in the order. Next pitch delivered into the corner for strike one against Ty Moser. After Moser, who is the cleanup in the order here for the Bulldogs, is the fifth batter coming up, Grady Schradel, the freshman catcher. Next pitch, that one a changeup swung on and missed by Moser. And Moser is now down the count 0-2 and has to protect. Kaler on the season, 41 strikeouts, looking for 42, and he gets it, a throw to third base. It's on target, just not on time. Ty Moser gets struck out, but J.T. Becker is able to not only steal second, but he also was able to just now steal third. Not on the same play, he was able to steal second the last at-bat. So Becker making his rounds around the plates. He's now on third. It's Grady Schradel now up to bat, and a changeup winds its way into the left corner for strike number one. And after giving up the hit batter in the single, it's been nothing but strikes here delivered from Kaler. He's really painting the left corner of the canvas right now. He goes right back to it just a couple inches out of the zone for ball number one against Grady Schradel. It's a 1-1 count now against Schradel. Schradel with a runner in scoring position and two outs. Takes a swing on the fastball and misses. That's now a 1-2 count against Schradel. Schradel now steps out of the box. Right foot just leans slightly inside. Now he puts himself right back in, chokes up the back right corner, evened up in the stance, follows the bat back and forth, takes a high chuck swing, but gets the miss. Three straight Ks swinging for Kobe Kaler, and that retires the final out. But one run off one hitch, no errors, and one left on base for the Marysville Bulldogs. They're up 1-0 over the Riverside Cyclones as we head into the bottom of the first. Riverside up next to bat here on KNZA.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, Our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Prioritize your health. Summer is the perfect time to catch up on your healthcare needs. Whether it's scheduling that long overdue checkup, trying out a new fitness routine, or simply making healthy lifestyle choices, there is no better time than now. Take advantage of the longer days and warmer weather to focus on your well-being. Call Savetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141 to schedule a time with your healthcare provider and make the most of your summer for a healthier you. Your health is important, so make it a priority this summer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Riverside Cyclones up the bat here at the bottom of the first. Marysville Bulldogs took a one-run lead off of one hit in the top of the first. It's 1-0 here at the 3A Baseball Regional taking place in Sabetha. Riverside again coming up batting in the bottom of the first. Chase Hewins, Kagan Hughes batting second, Mason Hayes batting third, and batting in cleanup will be Luke Bennett. Jordan Miller taking the mound here today in the semifinal game against the Riverside Cyclones. The right-handed pitcher taking on the right-handed batter. Bunt is shown for the first pitch. The first pitch is delivered right down the middle of the plate for strike one as Hewins pulled his bat back just last second. So down the count, 0-1 here. Hewins with the green bat in the next pitch. Slides inside for ball one. 1-1 count now against the junior Chase Hewins. Catcher today for the Cyclones. Hewins bobbling the bat and now takes a swing at the right corner and misses for strikeout number two. 1-2 count now against Chase Hewins. Hewins this year with a .364 average, having over 24 hits this year and over 17 RBIs. Next pitch, way outside in the corner, and it's now a 2-2 count against Chase Hewins, the leadoff man here for the Riverside Cyclones, trying to get on. Keegan Hughes, up the bat next, in the hole, Mason Hayes, and again, the cleanup man, sophomore, Luke Bennett. Next one, popped up in the air, playable by the catcher, and Tradel is able to put it down for the Marysville Bulldogs. So one up and one down so far, now Keegan Hughes up to bat. So the defensive lineup for the Marysville Bulldogs, again, Miller pitching, Tradel catching, Meyer at first, Becker at second, Shale at third, Hager at shortstop, Cromie in left field, Haisley in center, and Moser out in right. Here Keegan Hughes taking his first pitch, a black bat with a teal stripe around it, first pitch to the low corner for strike number one. Marysville Bulldogs with the black tops, red trim, and the white pants. Cyclones black tops with the blue numbers and trim, the white pants with the stripes going down. Foul tip by Hughes to the right, and it's now an 0-2 count. Hughes steps out of the box, takes the right shoulder shrug, and gets back in with no practice swing. Hughes on the 0-2 count, having to protect. Jordan Miller, deep breath now from the stretch, delivers one in the corner. It's framed into the inside quarter's edge, but it is in for ball one. 1-2 count. Now the delivery again by Miller, and it's back to the same spot, 2-2. Just outside in the left corner of Miller, and here he stretches and offers another one. This one pops all the way up, straight right back, and that's either going to be a lucky fans or an unlucky car's ball. And it stays to the 2-2 count. Keegan Hughes, sophomore, next pitch. Chops it. He trips after getting the knock out to the shortstop. And it is played from Hager, thrown on time to Meyer. Not sure if Keegan Hughes would have beat the throw out at first. Hager kind of took his time on it after seeing that Hughes tripped up. So ground out to the shortstop, and that is two up and two down so far here for the Cyclones. Now Mason Hayes, the center fielder junior, steps up to bat third in the order with two outs. For the Cyclones, first pitch to him goes into the left corner just outside for ball one. Pitchers both locking up that left corner quite tight. Now going to the right now is Miller, and that's for ball two. So a 2-0 count against Mason Hayes with Luke Bennett, the cleanup man, due up in the order. Next pitch way outside to the garage to the left. And now it's a 3-0 count for Mason Hayes. Trying to take the walk. Marysville Bulldogs got a runner on the top of the first with a hit batter. Your fourth pitch is in for strike one. Mason Hayes now on the 3-1 count. Miller winding, dealing, and getting strike two late on the swing with Mason Hayes. And now just like that, working from a 3-0 now to a full count, 3-2. Next pitch by Miller, delivered to the inside and hooked off the just bottom of the barrel of the bat and hooked left foul. It's a foul count, 3-2, still remaining. Next pitch by Miller, now being delivered. It's a high change, and Mays will get the walk first. So runner on, two outs for the Riverside Cyclones. The cleanup man does come up here in the order for the Riverside Cyclones. Luke Bennett, the left fielder, one of the two sophomores here on the starting lineup for the Riverside Cyclones. Bennett keeping the bat lowered over his right shoulder in the back of the box. A throw to first, trying to look for the pickoff, and Mason Hayes is safe on his slide back in the first. A peek behind at first. Now Miller delivers, and this one is chopped foul out to the left side, just past the bag. 0-1 count here against Luke Bennett. Bennett's outside the box right now. He's just kind of standing there with the bat like it's an old man cane, waiting for the ball that went all the way out in the outfield to get picked up. And now Bennett's back in the box here, teetering the bat on the back of the shoulder, and now Miller's here, stares down the plate as the gusty breeze hits his sleeves, and the throw to first, looking for that second pickoff now attempt, and Hayes is now back safe at first. Hayes putting on a nice 6-7-foot lead off that first base bag. Miller looking at third base, now delivers a changeup just low, and it hits into the dirt, but being able to get the block was Tradel. And that was for ball one. So a 1-1 count now here for Mason Hayes. He bats .386 on the season. He's over 22 hits and over 14 RBIs. Next pitch is delivered. It's rolling center. Nice pickup by the shortstop, and the play is at second. Hanger to Becker to get the final out of the inning. Cyclones, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base. It's 1-0. The Marysville Bulldogs lead over the Riverside Cyclones as we head up into the top of the second. Marysville up the bat.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
KimeTS of Savannah is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savannah, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Packed crowd here in the 3A baseball regional semifinal down here at Sabetha. First pitch in here for strike one against Ty Hager as we're in the top of the second. 1-0, the Marysville Bulldogs lead over the Riverside Cyclones. Next pitch is right down Broadway. It chops over the mound and is unplayable from the shortstop, going off of his left arm. It'll go down as an error against Hughes.
Number 29, Dakota Slupionic.
Now, Dakota Slupionic is now up to bat, the designated hitter for the Marysville Bulldogs, senior DH, batting seventh in the order. Throw back to first here for the pickoff attempt on Ty Hager from Kaler. Kaler, who allowed one hit and one run in the top of the first, but then respond with three straight Ks to get the final out. And here's a good chance for a caught steal, but unfortunately the throw is just not on target. Ty Hager able to make his way to second base. Now Hager on second, and a swing from Slupionic is missed, and now Slupionic is down the count 0-2. Slupionic, first time at the at-bat today. Next pitch to him. He swings on and misses, and that's a three-pitch strikeout. And already, Kaler has 44 strikeouts on the season, four strikeouts in this game alone. Again, Kaler, he just averages a 1.14 ERA. Extremely impressive. He's went 24.2 innings this season. Coming into the day, he's went 25.2 now, counting the first inning he pitched. Next pitch here delivered into the right corner. It gets chopped right on time perfectly to the third baseman and trying to apply the tag on Hager. Hager slides in safe just under the ball. And now the umpire on the far side made that call. So Hager gets in safely to third, and Meyer reaches first off the fielder's choice. Hager, nice job. He was about a quarter's way from the past the second base bag, going to the third. And now an easy steal to second after the first pitch rides in for a strike against Jordan Miller. Mayer takes off and gets second. So a runner on second and third for the Marysville Bulldogs, which is one out in the inning. We're in the bottom of the order with Jordan Miller, the senior. Next pitch rides low and outside for ball one. Then Jordan Miller on the 1-1 count. Ty Hager on third base. Jacob Meyer now sitting at second. Great job moving the base pass here today for the Marysville Bulldogs. Pitch too high. Here against Miller. It's now 2-1. Kaler takes a step back, throws to the third, looking for the pick off, and getting back in there safely is Hager. Just trying to get any out possible. All outs have been recorded as strikeouts so far. Kaler with four in the game. Next pitch, it winds just too high in the right corner, and that is for ball three. Right after this, it'll ride back up to the top of the order with Grant Haefley, for the Bulldogs up next, and that is five pitches to get the walk for Jordan Miller. He takes off the first, and now the bases are loaded. Usually in this situation, sometimes you see the catcher go and maybe conversate with his pitcher to calm him down. Here, it's just all Kaler from the mound working it mentally. Big lead off all the bases right now, only the third base bag with a player next to it defensively. First pitch against Haefley rides in for strike one. Haefley, who just took his second pitch of the game, actually his first pitch of the game, he was hit in his left elbow. Now his third pitch is taken to the left outer edge and goes in for ball one. 1-1 count now against Grant Haefley with JT Becker. Up to bat next. One out. Bases are juiced, and this is a hit straight but playable for maybe a double play. Second baseman in Foley was able to catch it on the line-out drive from Haefley. And as soon as he was trying to make a decision on either second or first base, I mentioned how the shortstop and first baseman are playing off their bag pretty far. Everyone kind of stretched out to the farther shallow edge, and that's probably a good decision, as that's where the ball's heading right now at this first pitch to Becker, and that is looped down for a single. And that single scores two. It's a two RBI single dropped down by JT Becker in the shallow center. That'll score Ty Hager and Jacob Meyer Jordan Miller is now on second base, and J.T. Becker resides at first. It's now a 3-0 lead here for the Marysville Bulldogs in the top of the second with two down. First pitch in here for strike one against Alex Shale. Shale last time struck out a three-pitch count. Next pitch rides to the right corner and gets fouled out. It hit off the pole and came back in. That is something you don't usually see. It ricocheted off the light pole off to the right and it came back in. So no two count now. Trying to protect is Alex Shale, but Kaler has already retired for this game with his hot right hand via the strikeout. We'll see if he can do it again. Next one. This is fouled straight back and battling here is Shale. Keeping to the 0-2. Heading back to second base on the trot is Jordan Miller. He reached off the walk. Becker got in the second off the 2 RBI single. Next pitch here is inside. It's all the way up in the air to the right, beyond the right fence, and that is a foul ball. Keeping to the 0-2, looking for the fifth pitch in this count against Alex Shale. Back-to-back foul balls, and this next one rides way out to the left for ball one. 1-2 count for Alex Shale now. Shale stepping out of the box and quickly getting reset back inside. His left foot leaned all the way forward, right foot unevened all the way to the back right corner of the box. Kind of taking that lunge approach, uneven with the footing, and takes a low swing, and this one is belted all the way out into the right corner, but it goes foul. That one easily traveling about 300, maybe 290 feet, but went foul past the right foul pole, possibly 10 yards. So still a 0-2. Sixth pitch here against Shale. He is seventh pitch, actually, and this is now going to be the eighth as he rips one, another one foul. He is taking four foul already, and that's at bat, and Shale with a runner on first and second and two outs really wants to do some damage. Marysville has already done damage with two runs in this inning. They put up one run in the first, 3-0. And umpire is going to need a couple extra balls here as Shale just keeps putting them out to the outfield and beyond. And now a courtesy runner finally comes in. And coming in as the courtesy runner, Bo Bussman, a sophomore. Got a late courtesy runner change on second base for Jordan Miller. Already with a decently sized lead. And already he's about halfway through running it. But a strikeout call on Shale. He goes down swing, five strikeouts on the game for Kaler, but he's given up three runs so far in this inning alone. The Marysville Bulldogs were able to put up two runs off one hit, one error, and two left on base. Marysville Bulldogs up 3-0 over the Riverside Cyclones as we head into the bottom of the second here on KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to KMGA 103.9. We are in the bottom of the second inning. It is 3-0. The Marysville Bulldogs lead over the Riverside Cyclones. Marysville able to put up two runs in the top of the second off just one hit. Now Riverside trying to respond in the bottom of the second, trying to get their first run up of the game. It's Beckham Griffin, his first at-bat, and a swing for a miss for strike one. And Beckham Griffin, he has not batted since the eighth game of the season. He broke his foot He was expected to maybe return last Friday. He did not, but here he returns on this Wednesday afternoon. Another pitch in for strike number two. Again, this young man hasn't played for quite a while. He's a junior. Before he went out, he had a .421 average, 8 hits and 7 RBIs on the season. He batted third in the lineup, and this is a chopper that goes right to the third base side and is thrown on time. What a stretch by the first baseman. And Jacob Mayer, it was Shale who had to throw to Mayer to put him down on the ground out. That throw is just a little too far off to the right of Mayer, but he made that stretch off his left foot. Right foot leaned all the way forward. Had a late call from the umpire, but he had him out. So one up and one down. Kobe Kaler now up to bat, the pitcher here for the Cyclones. First pitch to him goes way outside of the left for ball one. Kaler, the freshman, and up is also another freshman, and Gavin Schoenfelder in the order for the Cyclones. Next one, hop and a skip away off the right knee for ball two of Tradel. That's a 2-0 count for Kobe Kaler. He steps out of the bat and steps right back in. The teal bat. Slight itch in the bat over the shoulder and holds off for ball three. Just a little over the top of the zone. And just like that, it's a 3-0 count. Riverside Cyclones, not a hit today, but they've had one walked batter. And here, strike number one, well good on the frame from Schradel. Schradel, he brought the fastball right down the plate. Here, Miller delivers the fifth pitch, and that one will be just too far out of the zone. And Kaler will be able to take the walk to first. One down, one on for the Riverside Cyclones, runner at first. Cyclones down 3-0 by the Marysville Bulldogs. Gavin Schoenfelder now up to bat. Another couple freshmen actually here as the bottom of the order is dominated by four straight freshmen. We're in the seventh spot with Schoenfelder. It's Deming who's up next. Throw to first is on target, but not on time for the pickoff attempts on Kaler. Kaler is in there safe. Still waiting on the first pitch of the game here to Schoenfelder. Schoenfelder, a right-handed batter. Going no gloves, choked up low with the bat, and gets the first pitch rode into the left corner for strike one. 0-1 count for Schoenfelder, the freshman third baseman. And Miller takes a look back at first. He's already made one pickoff move there. He's currently eyes down Broadway. That's where he sets in deals, and he gets the call for strike two. So now an 0-2 count against Gavin Schoenfelder. Jordan Miller still looking for strikeout number one of the game. Miller takes a look back at first. Now he sets his eyes towards home plate and delivers the next pitch. And that is a way slow changeup. Throw back to here the first as he swung on strikeout was dropped by the catcher. They tried to go for the double play on Kaler as he had a good lead off of it, but Kaler's been safe back to first. Schoenfelder is out via the K. So two down, runner on. Same situation the Cyclones had in the first inning. They have yet to get a runner in scoring position. Brendan Deming, off the bat for the first time today, his first pitch into that left corner, rammed well by Schadel inside, and that'll go for strike one. Great connection here between Miller and Schradel. Really working the left corner and the left side of the strike zone. Next pitch, it's a pickoff back here to first, and Kaler slides it safe. 0-1 count for Brendan Deming. Here's the pitch. That's a hard hit out the center, and sliding to make the grab. That will go down potentially as a hit here. And that looked like it may have ricocheted off the glove and went into the face of Haefeli. It does go down as a hit for Deming. And Haefeli made a sliding attempt to go get the ball. It looked like it ricocheted off of his glove and maybe chipped him in the face. And now he is getting checked out here by his coach. That goes down to the first hit of the game, though, by Riverside. With a runner on here first and second with two down, a runner finally in scoring position. Haefeli is able to quickly get back up. See if they make the adjustment to possibly take Haefeli out of the game from center field as it looks like he is kind of hobbling over. Oh, yeah, he is bleeding out of his on his right side of his face, actually. So he must have taken that ball quite hard off the ricochet. Again, he is walking over with his coach. That's Grady Cap. And yeah, he's already, they just gave him a towel to put on that right side of his face. And his eye's not closed, so it looks like he may have got hit somewhere between the, maybe the lower cheek or the, maybe the higher bit. Yeah, just a fortunate injury there in the game for the Marysville Bulldogs. So we'll take a 1 minute timeout here. We'll be back in 60 seconds. We'll see where the center field adjustment is made here for Marysville, but it's 3-0, Marysville Bulldogs lead here in the bottom of the second on KNZA with two down.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, right as I come back, there's a loud applause from the audience as Haefley is able to take himself back out in the center field again. He made a sliding attempt in on a hit by Brendan Deming. It was sharply hit out the center field. He made a sliding attempt to go and get it. It ricocheted off of his glove and went straight into his right cheek, and it was just a big gash of blood that followed, and he was quickly checked out by Haefley, a big, tough center fielder who was also just a junior, was able to get himself back out in the game. So it's great to see there from player and fan perspective. Next here against Foley is for strike two as he fouls it straight back. So it's an 0-2 count for Foley. Two down. We're in the bottom of the second. Marysville Bulldogs leading 3-0. Right now it's Riverside batting here as they represent the home team as the number one seed of this regional, taking on the number five in the Marysville Bulldogs. Taking a look back. Now the delivery here by Miller. It's swung on. The strikeout is dropped. So the throw has to be made on time to first base. It is. And that is the end of the inning. So no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on base for the Riverside Cyclones. We now head up into the top of the third with the Marysville Bulldogs. Lead 3-0 here over the Cyclones on KNZA.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into KNZA 103.9. Here it's the Marysville Bulldogs leading 3-0 as we head up into the top of the third. Marysville up to bat. Ty Moser, the cleanup in the order, but here leading it off in the third. Brady Schradl up to bat next. Ty Hager and Dakota Flepionic all up to bat. Moser first pitch, found for strike one. Moser, they're stepping back in the box, calling up in the near side, near the plate, and the pitch is way out to the left for ball one. It's 1-1 count. Moser steps out and quickly resets himself back in. Same spot, even up in the stance. Kind of leaned, and now he chops it. It's hit to the second baseman, picked up, and plays on time to first. Barker Foley to Brendan Deming, and that gets the first out at the top of the third. First time the leadoff man hasn't got on here for the Marysville Bulldogs. Eighthly, he was able to reach in the first inning off a hit-by-pitch, and Ty Hager, who led off the second inning, was able to reach via the air. But now Moser here grounds out for the first out at the top of the third. Next batter up, Grady Schradl, the freshman, who struck out to end the first. First pitch is to him, and it's just too low for strike, or excuse me, for ball one. Schradl struck out, just a three-pitch count. All in for the strike call. Next pitch, just outside and low, ball two. And Kaler already here today delivering a total of 5 strikeouts, 45 total on the season. He's went 26 innings this year. Next pitch, just, oh, it gets struck up a little up in the zone, and Hewins is able to get the good frame job for strike one. 3-1 count for Grady Schradl now. Seen a lot of tremendous framing jobs here by the pitchers today for both sides, both Hewins and Schradl. Next swing on and miss. From Schradl, as I just mentioned, is catching here for the Bulldogs. Swung on a miss for strike two. Now it's a 2-2 count. On the 2-2, pitch inside gets rode. It's chopped at the bottom of the barrel of the bat. It rides just in front to the left of Kaler, and it's on time to the plate at first for the second out of the inning. And that is just the worst spot you can really catch the ball as a batter is just an inch above where your hands are sitting at the bottom of the bat, and really you could never hope for a good hop and hit off of that spot. So now two up and two down for the Marysville Bulldogs. Ty Hager now off the bat. This one is hit out into right center and drops down for a base hit. Hager reaches for the third hit of the day for the Marysville Bulldogs. It's been nothing but singles.
Number 29, Dakota Slipier.
But every inning so far they've had a hit, they've also had a run. Marysville, here up 3-0 with two down in the top of the third, batting. Dakota Slepionic up to bat now, throws to first, and safe is Hager. Hager, who is the second to score the game for Marysville. Again, he reached off the error. It was an unearned run to be recorded against Kaler. Next pitch is going to be a wild pitch, and Hager is going to be able to take off to second base. It goes down as a ball. Yeah, Slepionic. First pitch to him, so it's now 1-0. So far, Kaler has only given up 3 runs, 2 which have went down earned. Next pitch is fouled straight back into the fence, and it's 1-1. Justin the cap and the in the hand positioning on the bat. And Slepionic is ready for the next pitch. Here's the offering. Chop straight back. That foul ball taking a perfect arc fly over the back fence. Nearly hitting the press box. In fact, if you go a little to the right of where the ball was going, I could have maybe stuck my hand out and grabbed it. 1-2 count. Next pitch is low to the corner for ball two. I have to get one of those stretchy hands like Go-Go Gadget to make some of those catches. 2-2. And next miss. Swing on and miss by Slepionic. He struck out twice this game. That's the 6th strikeout for Kaler delivered. And that will end the inning, or end the top of the inning, excuse me, as we now head into the bottom of the third. So one hit, no runs, no errors, and one left on base for the Marysville Bulldogs. Ty Hager left stranded on second. Marysville up 3-0 here over the Riverside Cyclones. We head into the bottom of the third here on KNZA.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Entering the bottom of the third inning, Riverside up to bat, Marysville ahead 3-0. First pitch just goes out of the left side of the zone for ball one against Chase Ewens as we enter to the top of the order for the Riverside Cyclones. Second pitch is rocketed out to center, backtracking for it, and being able to make the play is Haefley. What an incredible sight to see Haefley being able to backtrack his way and get his first pop out recorded in the game against Haefley in the last inning. Took a hard ricochet off his glove and just it belted right in his face. A gash of blood to follow soon after. He was taken off the Marysville dugout, but was able to get himself back in the game and already here to start off with an incredible defensive play at the beginning of this inning. Bottom of the third, excuse me. First pitch to Hughes, winds in for strike one. Hughes last time up, grounded out to the shortstop spot. No one count now here for Hughes, the sophomore. Next pitch is way out to the left for ball one. And it's a 1-1 count for Keegan Hughes. Mason Hayes up next to bat, and Luke Bennett, the cleanup man, in the hole. Chopped foul out to the left, and 1-1. Excuse me, 1-2. 1-2 count here for Keegan Hughes. Keegan Hughes, who this season bats 421, is over 29 hits and 20 RBIs. Batting second in the order. Next one, low, then way for ball two. 2-2 count for Keegan Hughes. The offering, and in for strike three. Hughes gets retired, the third strikeout of the game for Jordan Miller. Miller here already has gone 2.2 innings, allowing just one hit, two walks, and three strikeouts. So two up and two down so far. Riverside Cyclones, most they've brought up in the inning is five. They've left two stranded in the last inning, one stranded in the first. Mason Hayes now up to bat in his first pitch, winding out to the right side, riding in of Hayes, but it goes for ball one. So 1-0 count to start for Mason Hayes, the junior center fielder. Next pitch is to the left outside, and it gets scored for ball two. 2-0 count for Hayes, just trying to reach. Miller has had a walk in every inning given up so far. See if that stays consistent here. This time, hit hard out to left. That drops for a hit for Mason Hayes. Mason Hayes has now reached twice. He was the first one to walk in the first inning, but he was left stranded on first as he reached with a walk with two outs. Here he reaches with a two-out single, and now it's Luke Bennett up to bat. Bennett, who ended the first inning with the ground out to shortstop. Throw back to first for the pickoff. And Hayes is safe. Bennett still looking for his first pitch of this second at-bat. You're in the third inning with two outs. This one bounces off the right knee of Schrader. That's a wild pitch. And Mason Hayes will get his way to second base. So Mason Hayes now sits in scoring position for Luke Bennett. And Bennett, during the regular season, had a .370 batting average, 20 hits and 26 RBIs. Big chance here for Bennett with a runner in scoring position. Next one, chopped. It takes a bounce to the second baseman, and that one might just be an error. And They're going to go down as an E4 to allow the runner to get on. An error from Becker from the Marysville Bulldogs allows Luke Bennett to reach first base and Mason Hayes to get to the third. Now, there was two hops on the ball. It had a hop off the mound and a hop off the inside grass before getting to the dirt part of the infield. And the hop was a little high, but still easily very playable for Becker. But Becker just went off of his glove. And not only that, but his throw to first was way off the line. So regardless here, now still two outs, runner on first and third. First pitch to Griffin is out of the zone for ball one. 1-0 count. Griffin last time up, grounded out. This is his first at-bat since the eighth game of the season. Mentioned he broke his foot and has not played since. This is his first game coming back. Next throw to first base. And Bennett's safe. It'd be an unearned run charge if the Bennett's were to go and score. Next one to Griffin is low to the left for ball two. And again, Griffin in that time had seven RBIs and eight hits. If he can put a hit down right now, he would not only record his ninth hit, but he could also record his eighth RBI. And just like that, we're going to see a mound visit between the Marysville Bulldogs head coach Grady Kapp and his infield unit. It is a 2-0 count for Beckham Griffin with a runner in scoring position on third base, a runner on first and third with two down. We're in the top of the third. Marysville Bulldogs lead 3-0. It's just a quick chatter with Jordan Miller. Try to get him mentally reset, bounce back here, get the final out, stop the third, and lean into the bottom with the 3-0 lead. So Jordan Miller taking a look to first, look to third, now down the plate, and he pitches first pitch back from the timeout, and it's went in for strike one. Beckham Griffin now in the 2-1. Next one from the stretch is line foul out to the right side, a hard hit. 2-2 count now, and a big chance for Beckham Griffin. The 2-2 outside, and that is now a full count on Beckham Griffin. Huge batter who was batting third in the order when he was on this team. Here he's batting fifth, and here he hits as a slice to the shortstop spot. It's played to second, and that gets the final out of the top of the third. So no runs were produced. One hit, one error, just two left on base for the Riverside Cyclones. We now head into the bottom of the third. Marysville Bulldogs lead 3-0.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Savannah help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Correction here in the top of the fourth now in Marysville Bulldogs lead here 3-0 over the Riverside Cyclones. Marysville here now up to bat. A fifth seed taking on the number one. Representing the away team batting first. Swing and a miss from Jacob Meyer. And strike one against him. It's now 0-1 on the count. Meyer last time up reached off the fielder's choice. He came around and scored for the third run of the game for Marysville. That's their lead 3-0. And the next pitch is fouled out to the left. There's a kid there standing out in the left side hill who's Not sure if he was prepared to catch it. 0-2 count now here for Jacob Meyer, the left-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher in Kaler. Kaler, who has rung up six so far this game, pitches one inside as a lefty for ball one. 1-2 count, and umpire calls time. And here play continues. So Jacob Meyer on the 1-2. Leading off the top of the fourth, the next pitch is low, and they're going to check on the call here and see if Meyer went, and they'll get ball two. 2-2 count for Jacob Meyer. Jordan Miller up next. Miller, who reached off of a walk in the second inning, and he was then replaced on second base with a Curtis runner and Bussman. The next pitch rides on in for a strikeout call against Jacob Meyer. That is strikeout number 7 in the game, 47 of the season for Kobe Kaler. Now Jordan Miller up next to bat, and we'll reset back up to the top of the order this inning with Grant Haefeli. The offering to Miller, low and away for ball one. Mentioned that Miller had reached off the walk in the second inning. Next pitch inside gets hit straight back into the right fencing. And now it is 1-1. One count for Jordan Miller. Next pitch, it's hit sharply off the glove of Kaler. Can it be played by the second baseman? Yes, it can. Incredible play by Parker Foley to Devin. Foley has done such an incredible job from the second base position today. Playing a little farther out towards shallow. Just to his left of the second base bag. So two up, two down here from Marysville. First pitch to Haefeli is out for ball one. Haefeli, he's reached once off hit by pitch. He is 0 for 1 today from the at-bat. Next one fouled. 1-1. He's the second out of the second inning. Next pitch, this one, chop, playable from short from Hughes. Hughes throws it into the dirt, but it is scooped up like some ice cream from Deming, and that is a sweet 1-2-3 inning at the top of the fourth from the Riverside Cyclones to take down the Marysville Bulldogs. We now head into the bottom of the fourth, but Marysville still has the lead, 3-0 over the Riverside Cyclones.
Look out your window and you'll see trees flowering and the grass is turning vibrant shades of green. Another sign of spring is farmers preparing their fields for planting. Hi, I'm Mark Pazeska of Union State Bank of Horton. Today we recognize the contributions and hard work of farmers across the region. Our local farm families bring us signs of new life and the promise of hope and a bright future ahead. At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we are proud to help behind the scenes with ag loans and services. And we know our local farmers make everyone rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to Kaler is just high for ball number one. Marysville Bulldogs here leading 3-0. Riverside Cyclones put up a 3-up and 3-down inning defensively against the Marysville Bulldogs in the top of the fourth here. Next offering is out again for ball two against Kobe Kaler. Kaler on the 2-0. Next one is up high in the plate, but it's evened well. It's chopping all the way up into the air, and it's played by the first baseman, Jacob Meyer, and that gets the first out in the bottom of the fourth. Now Gavin Schoenfelder, freshman third baseman, up next. He struck out on a three-pitch count on his last at-bat. Brendan Deming up next, and in the hole is Parker Foley. 7 through 9 in the order, coming up for Riverside. Next pitch by Miller, delivered right down the middle, and that goes down for a base hit. Trying to make the dive for it was Hager, but it went out into the quarters left of center field, and Schoenfelder puts down the third hit of the game for Riverside Cyclones. They have had a hit in the last now three straight innings. Here they're still trying to search for their first run of the game. A runner on first with one out. Brendan Deming now up the bat. His last time up, he singled and was left stranded alongside Kobe Kaler in the second. First pitch to him in the left side corner for strike one. Really painting the left side of the canvas here from both pitchers. Miller favoring that corner. And here he goes. This time goes down the middle, just under, and he gets fouled away for strike two. So Deming now in the 0-2. Just one of the five freshmen here in the starting lineup for the Riverside Cyclones. No gloves at bat, and another pitch to the left outside for ball one on Deming. 1-2 now the count. Marysville Bulldogs here 3-0 on the lead. Riverside trying to strike here in the bottom of the fourth with one down and one runner on first. Miller takes a look at first base, a slight leadoff from Schoenfelder. Here's the next pitch. This one sliced up hard out to the right, but it is playable from Moser, and Moser puts down the second out in the inning. Three up and two down so far, searching for the third out in the bottom of the fourth and the inning in the Marysville Bulldogs. Parker Foley now, ninth in the order, coming up for the Riverside Cyclones, the freshman right fielder. Then we'll chase back up to the top of the order with Chase Ewens, the junior. Two down, runner on first, Riverside Cyclones. Parker Foley, last time up, struck out. His first pitch he takes here is flung way high in the air, playable from the infield. Two go to grab it, and making the play from the Marysville Bulldogs, I believe it was the third baseman. They kind of collided next to each other. It was Shale who put it down. So that will end the inning, so no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base for Riverside Cyclones. They've had three hits this game, and they've left six on base, but they have yet to score a run. Marysville lead 3-0 as we head up into the top of the fifth.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
That's good, good hustle, good hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
That's a screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the fifth, here we go on KNZA. It's 3-0. The Marysville Bulldogs lead over the Riverside Cyclones. Second pitch in here for two. JT Becker is rung up for strike one. 1-1 count here for JT Becker. Missed that first pitch there, and that one was outside of the zone. Here's the third pitch incoming, and it is shot by Becker. Playable from the shortstop spot. Hughes on time. No! It was definitely on target, just unfortunately not on time for Hughes. And that right there will go down as a single for JT Becker to lead off the inning. And now three out of the five innings, Marysville Bulldogs have been able to get their leadoff man on. They've done it in three different ways. Hafley reached off the hit-by-pitch. Hager was able to reach off the air in the second. Now reaching here as a leadoff with a single is Becker in the top of the fifth. Now Alex Shale up to bat. Shale is 0-for-2 today. Both with strikeouts. And a runner on first and no outs. A takeoff to second base, but a high-strung flyer out into right center. That looks like it'll at least be a double here. And it will. Sale, putting down our first extra base hit of the game. Completely gapped out in the right center. Becker now on third, Shale on second. Runners in scoring position for the Marysville Bulldogs. With no outs on the board, more importantly. Not much run support today from the Riverside Cyclones, so definitely want to shut things down defensively or keep the score as closely nimbled as possible. First pitch against Moser gets fouled away for strike one. Grady Schradel up to bat next, and then the hole is Ty Hager. Again, no outs, runners on second and third. Next pitch is Chop. Shortstop is able to pick it up. The play is to home, but that is off target. And now a runner is able to score, and base pass will be progressed. J.T. Becker able to come through and home. Moser getting the second base on the throw to home. He reached off the fielder's choice, and now Shale is on third. And this is definitely a potential catastrophe here for the Riverside Cyclones as they're going to line together at the mound and chatter on what they're going to do next. And, man, Kobe Kaler, he's done a really great job recording the strikeouts and, most part, getting things done. He's only given up 4 runs, 3 which have been earned. 1 was an unearned run. And you can maybe argue another run could have been possibly prevented if that error that led off the inning in the second maybe could have potentially prevented a second run to come through. Okay, then we'll stay on the mound. It's just a quick visit to keep him calm and steady. Zach, we don't want to dig too far into your bullpen, especially if you're trying to get that, if you're looking forward to that championship game, but if you're really stretching thin, you got an ace pitcher in Keegan Hughes who would more than likely come out and try to guarantee or try to help secure this win or get to the winning position here for the Cyclones. First pitch to Schradel is outside for ball one. Inside for strike one. Next pitch is into the interior, and that will drop down for a base hit. It is lined perfectly on the left line, past the third base bag. The throw is trying to rally to home, but it is just off target. And also, Schradel turning the double, and on the throw to home, was able to go to third base. So a 2 RBI double with no outs on the board. The bases get cleared. Schradel is now on third. And the Marysville Bulldogs have quickly been able to roll up the score. They came in up 3-0 to start this top of the fifth. They are now up 6-0. Still no outs, mind you, and the Cyclones are still looking to capture that first out. Hager now at the at-bat. His first pitch, he chops low, and it rides back behind for a strike one. Hager, who has reached base twice today, he led off the second with the air, came around and scored for the second run of the game for the Marysville Bulldogs. He also reached off a single in the third inning and was left stranded on second as he got there off the wild pitch. Next one rides outside for ball one against Hager. It's a 1-1 count. Runner on third, no outs. Marysville 6-0 with the lead, trying to look to extend. Here's a wild pitch. It takes a hop off the backstop. The throw is to home, but unfortunately the tag was not applied timely by Kaler, and coming through to score was Schradel off the wild pitch. Schradel, who, again, reached off the second, made the third off the throw to home, and now here scoring off the wild pitch, and Marysville has now cleared the base pass for themselves. It is 7-0. Marysville leads over Riverside here, and still the top of the fifth, no outs. Swing and a miss for strike call number two against Ty Hager. Hager's on the 2-2 count. He's all tied up, but trying to put the bow on it is Kaler. 7 strikeouts on the day for Kobe Kaler, but unfortunately, 6 runs given up, 7 runs given up, and 6 which have been earned. The offering low and outside for ball three. It's now a full count for the sophomore Ty Hager. Up next, Dakota Slepionik. And raising the left leg and delivering fouled away to the right from Hager, it's still a full count. Full count against Ty Hager, the sophomore shortstop. Next one also lined straight back in the same way. A little different trajectory. But same result. Foul ball keeps the count full. Hager out of the box. Now choking back towards the middle, evened up in the stance. The black primary color on the bat with the orange secondary. And it's out away again. And we're still full on the count. And Obi Kaler is definitely getting his work in here for the mound. They're limited to just 105 pitches by Keisha Rules. And this next one is way up to the attic for ball four. And Ty Hager will now get on first base with no outs. Kaler definitely battling it out mentally and physically in this fifth inning, as Marysville has had their biggest inning so far with four runs off three hits. And so far, all runners who, or all batters who have came up have reached all five. Now the sixth one coming up is Slepionic. His first pitch is to the right corner for ball one. Slepionic, he's had a rough day today though. 0-2 on the at bat. He struck out both times. Throw back to first, looking for the pickoff attempt. It's on target, but not on time. Now 1-0, staying the count against Slepionic. We're now at 7 through 9 in the batting order, so if this is your time to strike for Kaler, this would be it. And here's Slepionic out of the box to the left, and evens himself back in. Keeps the bat over the shoulder and holds off for ball two. Slepionic 2 on the count. Still no outs in the top of the fifth. Marysville trying to apply more damage. Next pitch is right down Broadway for strike one. Kaler looking to deliver a couple more of those. Big situation here. Needing to get out of this inning. And that one, a foul ball that goes all the way back towards me. And it just, you probably heard the racket of the tin. That one may have almost crashed into the window if it went a foot below. I would not have wanted to catch a ball if it had a couple of shard glasses sticking out of it. 2-2 count. Next pitch is chopped to third base back. The double play is not there, and the play to first is on time. Incredible play by Deming. Schoenfelder collected from third base. He was thinking to maybe throw it to second to get the out for the double play action, but Hager had already too big of a lead, but Slepionic, he was head to first. The throw was the first, but it was offline. Deming dove for it, got it off the right of the bag, and then he had to dive back into the bag to apply the tag onto it, and he just beat it out by no more than an inch. What a great play by Deming. Such impressive athleticism displayed here from really both defensive and infields on these games. Only one error so far from both teams. Next pitch, low and dirt. That's a wild pitch. Hager takes off to third, and he's taking a couple extra steps off that third base bag, but he's quickly shuffling backwards. As the ball is back to the pitcher. So Jacob Meyer, off the bat. It's 1-0 on the count after that wild pitch went out and away, and the next one is delivered just high for ball two. Meyer is 0-for-1. But he's reached once and scored. He reached off the fielder's choice in the second inning. Struck out in the second at bat. And this one, he chopped it to the third base side. And the play is back to the plate. It is not on time. So Ty Hager scores. And Jacob Meyer reaches again off of the fielder's choice.
Now batting the pitcher,
it is already here an extremely dominant inning for the Marysville Bulldogs. They have posted 5 runs in this inning of just 3 hits. It is 8-0, Marysville leads. Next pitch, outside of the left for ball one. And now we're in the bottom of the order for Marysville. Jordan Miller just 1 out. And there's a slight situation that if Marysville can possibly put up 2 more runs here, it would be 10-0, and that would force Riverside to score at least 1 run in the bottom of this inning. to not allow the 10 after 5 run rule. Next pitch is fouled away from Miller. It's now a 1-1 count. He steps out of the box, takes practice swing, takes another one before he steps in, and here he sets himself in the back right corner. Kaler, the pitch. It's chopped to shortstop. Hughes gets it. He flings it to second. Is it on time to first? Yes, it is. Your classic 6-4-3 double play to end the top of the fifth, getting out of the situation for the Riverside Cyclones. That also retires the bottom of the order there for the Marysville Bulldogs. But the damage is done. 5 runs off 3 hits, no errors, and none left on base. Marysville now up 8-0 over the Riverside Cyclones. We head into the bottom of the fifth here on KNZA.
Prioritize your health. Summer is the perfect time to catch up on your health care needs. Whether it's scheduling that long overdue checkup, trying out a new fitness routine, or simply making healthy lifestyle choices, there is no better time than now. Take advantage of the longer days and warmer weather to focus on your well-being. Call Savetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141 to schedule a time with your healthcare provider and make the most of your summer for a healthier you. Your health is important, so make it a priority this summer.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's been nothing but dominance here for the Marysville Bulldogs in the 3A baseball regional run down here at Savetha. They won 16-5 in their quarterfinals matchup against Mar Hill. Here they lead 8-0 over the Riverside Cyclones as we trickle our way down to the bottom of the fifth, where Riverside will try to respond to the 5-run at top of the fifth that Marysville was able to put up. First pitch, leadoff man, Chase Hewins, goes in for strike one. And the next pitch here is chopped out to the shortstop spot, playable from Hager, and it is on time. But the left foot lean and stretch from Mayer, making the out. And I mentioned on both sides, such great athleticism has been displayed from particularly the first baseman, second baseman, and shortstop position today. We've seen so many great plays from that spot of the infield. Showcase from both teams. So one up, one down. Keegan Hughes now up to bat with one out in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch here to them is a curve, and it goes out for ball one. Hughes is 0 for 2 today. He's grounded out and struck out. He's 0 for 2. Next pitch is out to the left for ball two. That's a huge compliment there to the Cyclones. They have a real great freshman and sophomore pitcher. Just unfortunately today have not had a lot of run support behind them. Next pitch fouled straight up and out for Hughes. He's down to 2-1. Just needing a lot more hitting power today. And talk about hitting power, this one blasted all the way up in the air from Hughes out to right, and a nice slide in play. Speak about athleticism. It's Ty Moser in to make the play from the right field for the Marysville Bulldogs.
Now batting the left fielder, number 26, Luke.
Now two outs in the bottom of the fifth. And now coming up here, Mason Hayes. Up the bat, first pitch, just out of the zone, but it's framed well in by Schradl for strike one. That's great framing that Schradl's done today from behind the plate. Here he has to go down and block what could have been a wild pitch. A 1-1 count, now picked all the way up, launching out the center, Hafley getting for it, that's going to be an error. He just dropped it, it went right on his glove. And that is the second error today from the Marysville Bulldogs. defensive side. Afley, he just got under it, and it's definitely a bright sun coming out of the west. That is where the sun sets, and that blasts straight into the eye line of the outfielders here. First pitch to Bennett, who's out for ball one. And Bennett has reached once. He reached off of an error in the third inning. He was left stranded as well. Throw to first, trying to get the pickoff attempt, but Hayes is safe. So two down, the bottom of the fifth. It's 8-0. Marysville Bulldogs lead over Riverside. The five trying to upset the number one. And Bennett's here on the 1-0. Next pitch in the left corner for strike one. Now 1-1 for Bennett, the sophomore left fielder. Next, a curveball right on in for strike two. 1-2 count now for Bennett. And Miller has showcased the arsenal of his pitches here. See how he goes on the 1-2 count. Fastball delivery. It is foul out to the right past the Marysville dugout. Keep it to the 1-2. Bennett steps out of the box, takes a hard whack for a practice BP, and then he goes back in. Bennett on the 1-2. Here's the pitch. That one over the top of Bennett. Play a little conga with the ball, just getting under it. Now it's 2-2. On Luke Bennett, runner on first with two outs. Needing to score here if you're Riverside. And next one is lifted all the way up in the air, out to the left line, and playable. Coming all the way forth was the shortstop from Marysville Bulldogs and Hager, and that will end the inning. Riverside Cyclones, no runs, no hits. One error from Marysville in the bottom of the fifth, but just one left on base. Riverside has yet to score yet so far. Marysville's up 8-0 as we head into the top of the sixth, and the Bulldogs are up to bat.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into KNZA 103.9. Credit and Profit, Kurt Kilman, back in studio. We are at the top of the sixth inning. The Marysville Bulldogs leading with, right now, all bites, no bark. 8-0 the score here over the Riverside Cyclones. They are needing to definitely put a shutout inning in this top and looking to try to put some runs up in the bottom. Here we go as we start this top of the sixth. Looks like a potential pitching change from the Riverside Cyclones. As coming out, one of them is Keegan Hughes. Will look to try to finish this one out. His first pitch is in for strike one against Grant Hayfley. Next one just out. So Hughes, who started today as shortstop, has come in as the pitcher. His next pitch just rides low to the left corner for ball two. So 2-1 count against Hayfley in the top of the order here. The Marysville Bulldogs, they put up 5 runs off 3 hits in the last inning. They are up 8-0 over the Riverside Cyclones. Next pitch, outside again, that is for ball three. A 3-1 count now against Hayfley, the junior, J.T. Becker, up next for the Bulldogs, and Next pitch will go out of the zone. Low ball four. Hayfley will take off the first, and Marysville Bulldogs, they had their first five batters who came up all reach in the last inning. They had nearly all nine in the order come through and take an at bat. It was only Hayfley, the leadoff man, who was left excluded. But here he is. He's included himself on the base paths at the start of this sixth inning as he slides back in the first on a half attempt to get the pickoff at first, but it was a no-throw by Hughes. Here he pitches it down the plate and slips it off the left center. That one's taking a gap, but running it down nicely was Luke Bennett from the Cyclones. Fly on the left. This is the first time today that Marysville has flew out to the left field. Not much they've actually flew out to the field at all. And here a throw back to first. That one hit the right thigh of Hayfley. He's been fortunately hit quite a lot today by the ball. Alex Shale here with an at-bat for the Bulldogs. Pitch to him is low for ball one. 1-0 count now for Shale with Ty Moser up next to bat. In the hole is Grady Schradel. Marysville trying to extend their league a small chance here to potentially end this game with a run rule in the sixth. They have to at least, at minimum, put up two runs in the top of the sixth and hold Cyclones to that shutout bottom. Next pitch on the 2-0 is low in the dirt. It's now 3-0, and on the takeoff, getting a steal is Hayfley. So Hayfley, now safely, little rhyme there, now on second base. 3-0 count for Shale. Next one in the left corner, and that's rung up for strike one. And Hughes, again, is the what I would deem the ace pitcher here for the Riverside Cyclones team. Did not start this game, and definitely Payton was hoping he wouldn't have to probably come in and maybe wait him out for that championship if Riverside could have made it to make his start there. Next pitch is fouled out to the left. Now full count 3-2. As Hughes this season has went 43 innings. He's allowed just around 20 hits, and he is also at 70 strikeouts on the year with a roughly 2.44 ERA. Next one, chopped foul out to the right side. That one went all the way to Nemaha Central, who's right now getting some BP practice in on that right side, low hill. Our next matchup here on KMZA will be the Sabetha Blue Jays taking on the Nemaha Central Thunder. Next pitch rides inside, and I thought it for a second it hit Shale, but seems like it made contact off the bat, and that was a foul ball. Full count for Alex Shale, and a look back to second, but a no throw by Hughes. Now he realigns himself back towards the plate, home plate. Now he lifts his left leg and deals. This one picked up nicely off the top of the barrel of the bat. It is hit out into kind of out to right, and a play to home plate is not on time as Hankley was able to come across third. The throw was from Sigrist in from right, but it was not on time. So Hayfley is able to score, and Shield gets on with the RBI single. Now 9-0. One out in the top of the sixth. Hughes next pitch into the low corner for ball one, and then a back pick attempt back at first, but a little off target, and this is a safe slide in from Shale. 1-0 count for Moser. Next pitch here, 2-1. This one sliced just to the right of the shortstop. And Moser will now reach off the single. So back-to-back singles, two in this inning. And this Marysville Bulldogs team has been hot today with their batting. They have eight total hits, out-hitting the Cyclones 8-3, and also, of course, outscoring them 9-0. And currently a stoppage in time by the umpires. Again, it's runner on first and second. Shell on second. Moser at first for Marysville. One-out scenario. Schradel at the at-bat. Next pitch way and away, and that is going to be a wild pitch. Shale now to third, and Moser to second. And though technically not being considered the game-winning run, but if Shale can come through and score, it would be 10-0, and it would force the Cyclones to at least score one run in the bottom of the inning to get three more outs to go for their batting. Next pitch to the left corner, and just out for ball two against Tradel. So right now, Marysville, they want to definitely pack on the score as much as they can. And if you're Riverside, you want to do the opposite. And that's a wild pitch. Hits the backstop. Taking off. And that throw is nowhere near Hughes for the tag at the plate. In fact, it was more closer to Shale, who was diving in. Almost hit him off his back foot. Fortunately, it's not dodgeball. You can't hit the player to get him out. And Shale slides in for the score. And Moser goes in third. Although I'm not sure if you probably want to get hit by a baseball to get out. Strike one here against Tradel. Now 3-1. Tradel has had four plate appearances today. He is 1-for-3. He's on the full count now. Next pitch rides in for strike two. Full count for Tradel. He struck out in his first at bat. He grounded out in his second and reached off the double on his third. This one rocketed up and skied foul. Full count. That double from Schrader was also a 2-RBI double. Came out in the fifth inning. That was just one of the three hits they had in that inning that scored the 5 runs. This one rocketed, and a great play from the catcher in Chase Hewins as he was able to chase it down and record the second out of the inning with a pop out. Nice job taking off the mask and locating himself out to the left and able to keep that focus with the sun in his eyes. So two down in the top of the sixth. It's 10-0. The Marysville Bulldogs lead. A runner is in scoring position on third base. That's Ty Moser. Ty Hager here with the at-bat. First pitch here to him is hit right into the knee. Fouled of Ty Moser. And that's an 0-1 count for Ty Hager. Hager, this is also his fourth plate appearance of today. He has reached all three times. He has reached to be in an error. Got one off the second. He reached via a walk in the third. He was left stranded, and he was also he got on base in the fifth inning. He was able to go around and score, but he got off a walk in that one, too. 1-1 count. Next pitch. Swung on a miss. Now 1-2. On Ty Hager. Hughes looking for a strikeout, 71 of the season, and his first strikeout of this game as he came into relief and possibly even looked to close. This popped up in the air, and that will be an error from the Cyclones. And that'll allow another run to come through and score. That'll officially go down as and E3, an error by the first baseman. Hager was able to reach. Two errors now in the game, and that allows the runs to continue to pile here for Marysville, as that error allowed Ty Moser to come on through. So score here now 11-0 in the top of the sixth with two down. Marysville leads over the Riverside Cyclones. Swung on and missed by Slepionik in the back pick to first, but sliding in safe as Hager. It's a 1-1 count on Slepionik. Slepionik is 0-for-3 with two strikeouts on his first two at-bats. His third one he took in the last inning and grounded out. This is popped up out to left. It looks playable from Bennett as he tracks it down and gets the out for the final out of the top of the sixth. But the damage has definitely been dealt here by the Marysville Bulldogs as they were able to put up 3 runs off 2 hits, 1 error, and 1 left on base in the top of the sixth for the Marysville Bulldogs. It's 11-0 here on KNZA. Riverside having a chance to respond in the bottom of the sixth, but they need 2 runs to prevent the after 5-run rule.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Gary Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into 103.9 KMZA here in the bottom of the sixth. We go 11-0. The Marysville Bulldogs lead. Riverside needing two runs here to keep this game alive for themselves. As of right now, they are three outs away from going home in this 3A regional semifinal down here at Sabetha. Next pitch outside the zone against Brecken Griffin, and is now for ball one. He's now on a 1-1 count. Beckham Griffin has reached base once off of a fielder's choice, but he is 0-for-1 at the at-bat. Next one also outside for ball two. 2-1 count here against Beckham Griffin. Here the high slide and deal, and this one fouled all the way out to the right side. That's the back fences, and it's now 2-2 for Beckham Griffin. So a tough day to get the leadoff man on for the Cyclones. They have yet to do it today. Beckham Griffin here on the 2-2 count, trying to be that first one to get on base, but no outs. Pitches to him, and he fouls it just over the umpire's head, and it's now 2-2. Miller today has done an incredible job here for the Marysville Bulldogs. He's pitched five innings, allowed just three hits, two walks. He's struck out three batters in that time, and the rest of the supporting cast has pretty much done the rest in the wraps. Next pitch, way out to the left for ball three. It's a full count now against Beckham Griffin. And here just shaking the glove. And now delivering from the stretch, high and just upside of the zone. And Griffin takes off with a walk. That is the third walk issue here today by Jordan Miller. He has three strikeouts and three walks. And a lot of walk in the first and second inning. Now it is Kobe Kaler up the bat with Gavin Schoenfelder on deck, Brendan Deming in the hole. And again, that walk was the first time a leadoff man has got on base today for the Riverside Cyclones. So we're on first, no outs. Down 11-0. Riverside needs to score two here in the bottom of the sixth. Kobe Kaler, first pitch, way out for ball one. Miller sets, shrugs, deals, and it is blasted out to right, but that is beyond the right foul pole and it has gone foul. It's like a Nemaha Central, possibly manager, who caught the foul ball. You got to wait a game before you guys can start catching. As again, our next game up here is Sabetha and Nemaha Central here on 103.9. We'll take about 25 minutes between games, and we'll get things going. Of course, we'll also have the championship call roughly about 6 o'clock. Next pitch on Kaler. It's 1-2 on the count. Looking for the strikeout. Kaler having to protect the freshman who started today as the pitcher, and here it's a hop, skop, and a look to first, and beating out the throw was Kaler. That'll go down as a base hit for Kobe Kaler. And Griffin is now on second. And that is just what the Cyclones needed. They have, again, I mentioned, they have yet to get their leadoff man on, but now they've got the two first runners on. If they can get those runners in, they could guarantee themselves the seventh inning at least. First pitch to Schoenfelder is out for ball one. Big inning is required here for the Riverside Cyclones. They are in an 11-0 deficit against Marysville. Next pitch, this one skied out to right center gap, chasing back for it, and hits. It's rolled all the way back to the wall. One run will score. Can two runs score? The cutoff man is out in shallow right. It'll be cut off just the one run to come through. as Kaler sits himself on third. Beckham Griffin is able to come home and score, and Schoenfelder with the stand-up RBI double. And now there is a mound meeting, and as I mentioned, the Riverside Cyclones need two runs here to put themselves at least one more inning in this game. They finally get their first run on the board in the sixth, as right now the Bulldogs meet at the mound. They've had the same defensive lineup since the start of this game. Miller's been pitching. Schradl has been catching. Meyer at first. Becker at second. Schill at third. Hager at shortstop. Cromie's in left field. Center field, Hafley. Though Hafley did go down for a little bit, and he quickly came back in, and Ty Moser has been still out and right. Well, it was a quick checkup from Grady Capp, the head coach of the Marysville Bulldogs, and the pitching change has not happened. It's still all wheels and gears turning for Jordan Miller, who has dealt quite a game today. He has only allowed one run, which was earned, a total of just five hits. He's went five innings so far, three walks and three strikeouts. Here's the next pitch. This one shot playable from third. They throw it to first, and the out is recorded, but the run is scored on the sacrifice grounder. The Cyclones will go into the seventh inning, just down by nine now. So they finally are able to get on the board in a crucial time. That grounder credited to Brendan Deming, the freshman. And now we're in the bottom ninth batter in the order with Foley. It bounces off the glove. Try to get the play out home. The tag is on time to the left side of Schoenfelder. And Schoenfelder is out at home. And Foley reaching first off the fielder's choice. So two outs. The runners are in scoring position, are exiled now. And now there's a runner, again, just on first base. It's Foley. Now we head back up to the top of the order with Chase Hewins. It's the most batters the Cyclones have gotten through the order so far today. They have now had six come up. First pitch to Hewins is out for ball one. Hewins today is 0-3 as the leadoff man. He has popped up twice and grounded out to shortstop once. That was his last at-bat in the fifth inning. Here's the next pitch to him, just out in the way to the left side, and it's, again, a ball. 2-0 count for Hewins. Two down in the bottom of the sixth. The Cyclones do guarantee the seventh. Here, a chopper going down center. A pickup just has to pop it up there. Just nicely toss it is what I meant to say for the out. And it is recorded. It was a play from Hager to Becker to record the final out of the inning. So grounding out to short is what it will go down as. But the Cyclones able to get on the board and guarantee a seventh inning. They were able to put up two runs off two hits. No errors, and just one left on base in the bottom of the sixth. We now head to the seventh inning where the Marysville Bulldogs lead 11-2. They're up to bat.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're in the top of the seventh. Marysville Bulldogs leading 11-2. The Riverside Cyclones guaranteeing themselves the seventh inning. They have to post a shut up in this top of the inning and really get a rally going here in the bottom. The defensive changes here for Riverside Cyclones. They had Hughes come in the last inning for Kaler. The pitch. Kaler, he went and played shortstop. Ewan's still catching. Deming at first. Foley at second. Schoenfelder at third. Bennett's out in left. Hayes out in center. And Sigrist out in right. The Air Bears, the Bulldogs up to bat. It's Jacob Meyer, left-handed hitter, and his first base Schum is out for ball one. After Meyer, who's batting eighth in the order, will be Jordan Miller, the ninth batter, and then we'll head back up to the top of the order. Within the hole is Grant Hafley. Next pitch on the 1-0, swung on a miss on the high fastball, and Meyer now on the 1-1. So far on the game, 11 runs off 8 hits for the Marysville Bulldogs. This game, they have continued to pile on in these later innings. Next pitch, rides side for strike two. 1-2 count here for Meyer. And Hughes looking for strikeout number 71 of the year, his first strikeout of the game. This time goes out to the right side with the pitch and just out of the zone for... that was ball three, so it's 3-1 count on Jacob Meyer. 3-1, here's the pitch. Next one out to the right, and that will be the walk on Meyer. So another leadoff man on for the Marysville Bulldogs. They have been able to get their leadoff man to reach in five of their innings today. They were only not able to get their leadoff man on in the third and fourth inning. Next one here, blasted out to right center and coming for the play. What a snag out by Gray Sigrist, making the play out in right field. Put down the ninth batter in the order, Jordan Miller. And that is the kind of level of play you need right now out of your supporting cast in the field if you're Riverside. The two up and one down. Now third one up. Grant Hafley comes in. And he quickly on this first pitch takes no time to put a hard hit down the right side. It took a hop on shallow and back to Sigrist. Sigrist threw to second base, but Meyer was able to get on time to the bag. So Hafley puts down the one out single. A runner on first and second with one down for Marysville. We're now on the second batter in the order, JT Becker. This is his fifth plate appearance of today. Hughes now deals. This one hit hard and that will drop for a hit out and left in front of Bennett. But it was not deep enough to get a runner to score. So now a runner will hold a spot on every base. Meyer on third, Hafley on second, and Becker on first. 10 hits on the game for the Marysville Bulldogs. Alex Shale, now the bat, popping to the shortstop, and it is... They say he had a long enough time in his hand. It looked for a second that fully dropped it, but he had the ball enough time in his hand for the out. So Becker is out. Shell reaches off the fielder's choice. Meyer comes through and scores, and now Hafley is on third. So runner on first and second with two down. It's now Ty Moser up to bat. It is 12-2. Of course, if you're Marysville, you're just trying to get the lead as large as possible here for the Cyclones bat in the bottom of the seventh. Early takeoff, strike one call, but Shale is able to get on time to second base for the steal. There is no throw, and Moser here is on the 0-1. Moser has now taken five plate appearances today. He has reached twice. He is 1-for-3 at the at-bat. Outside for ball one, it's now 1-1 for Moser. Next offering by Hughes. It's bounced to the shortstop spot, taking a couple of steps to Kaler, and it's on time to Deming, and that will end the top of the seventh. But the Marysville Bulldogs are able to get one run to come on through. One run off two hits for the Bulldogs. They now lead up a score of 12-2 going into the bottom of the seventh, where Riverside will have a chance to respond in their final inning and their final three outs of the game here on KMZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs. and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So a pitching change here, and to come out and close for the Marysville Bulldogs, it's Bo Bussman. He will come out and finish this bottom of the seventh, is seen as the 10-run lead here, 12-2 over the Riverside Cyclones. Marysville trying to get themselves that championship game. First pitch to Keegan Hughes is out for ball one. Marysville, I mean, they take the win here. They will play the winner of the next matchup. That is between Nemaha Central and Sabetha. That game also here on 103.9 KNZA. Next pitch to Hughes is out of the zone for ball two. Next one, finding right down Broadway for strike call number one. Now 2-1 count on Keegan Hughes. Mason Hayes next up in the order. Luke Bennett's in the hole. Cleaning up here is Beckham Griffin. Next pitch, slides off the top of the barrel of the bat. Or strike two. It's now 2-2 count on Keegan Hughes. Now here, Bussman, again, coming in for the close. Next pitch, way up in the corner for ball three. It's now full count. Jordan Miller finished with going six innings pitched, only allowing five hits, two runs, which were both earned, three walks and three strikeouts. Next one here delivered by Bussman. It is rocketed sky high, and it is looked to be maybe playable for the third baseman. It is. Putting it down is Shale for the first out. The bottom of the seventh. Now Mason Hayes, the junior center fielder, comes up to bat with Luke Bennett on deck. Marysville trying to get out as quick as they can. Riverside needing 10 runs in this inning to force the extras. Next pitch, high and upstairs for ball one. Defensively, Marysville has done a very great job today, only allowing the two runs off two hits in the last inning. Next one, in for strike one against Hayes. Hayes, this is his fourth plate appearance in the game. He has reached all three times he has taken the plate. He has reached once off a walk, once off a hit, and his last time off of an error. Next pitch out for ball two. 2-1 count. Technically, he's only one for one at the at-bat. 2-1 count. Next one framed well by Schradl on the inside corner, and it's here at 2-2. It's all evened up in the count, just trying to put the ball on it. Bow on it is Bo Bussman. Next pitch. High and upstairs. Ball three. Full count, 3-2. And Hayes is desperately trying to get himself on base. He's done it three times today. It is crucial he does it again, and this time he will. That fastball hitting the dirt low to the left, and Hayes will take off for his second walk of the game.
Now batting the left fielder, number 26, Luke.
Now Luke Bennett's here up to bat. Bennett is 0-2 today. He has reached base one, so he's off of an error from the second baseman in the third inning. His last at-bat ended with a pop-up that was caught by the shortstop in Hager. Throws to first, but Hayes is safe on the slide-in. One down in the bottom of the seventh. 10 runs needed here for the Cyclones to tie the 12-2 10-run lead here from Marysville. And it looks like we have our first balk of the game. Here they call it against Bussman, and the balk allows Mason Hayes to put himself into scoring position on second base. It's a 1-0 count on Luke Bennett, who has, again, I mentioned, not recorded hit today, but on the season he had a .370 batting average. Next pitch rides in for strike one. It's now a 1-1 count on Bennett. He also had 20 hits during the regular year and also 26 RBIs. Luke Bennett also scored the first, or had the first run to score in the game against Royal Valley, and they just called another balk on Bussman. I'm unsure about the decision there, but Hayes has now gotten to second and now third, both off the balk. Next pitch goes inside for a strike. The one down, runner on third, bottom of the seventh. Here the 1-1 on Bennett. Next pitch, this one squared well and popped out, and it's now 1-2. 1-2 on Luke Bennett. Beckham Griffin up next. The runner on third base, trying to get scored here for the Riverside Cyclones. Next pitch, Bennett fouls that one again. Bennett's had in the first inning for the Cyclones against Royal Valley, he had the RBI double. Again, that was he was the first one to record the hit in the RBI of the game against Royal Valley. Here's his chance to get another one against the Marysville Bulldogs. Next pitch, low in the dirt, ball two. 2-2 count on Luke Bennett. Steps out of the box. Now he recollects and puts himself back evened up in the middle. And a higher arced up in the stance, and now he takes a low lean, and he gets a chop of the ball. It's thrown to first. They try to think about throwing it to home plate, but Meyer holds it, and he gets out at first, and a run will come through and score with Mason Hayes. So it is now 12-3, the Marysville Bulldogs lead, but only one out to go for the Riverside Cyclones. It is officially the danger zone. Beckham Griffin. First pitch to him, skies out in right field. This game could get ended by Ty Moser, and the Marysville Bulldogs are bound to the 3A Baseball Regional Championship here at Sabetha. Marysville Bulldogs getting it done by a score of 12-3. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap up this first game here, a quick post game for it, and then there will be a 25-minute intermission between this in our next game, which up next we'll have coverage here on KNZA. This is about the Blue Jays taking on the Nemaha Central, the Thunder. Real quick though, we'll be right back here for our post game for this game. Riverside losing to Marysville 12-3 here on KNZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Hi, this is Union State Bank. We know that understanding the unique needs of area farmers and ag-related industries is the most important part of building a loan. We continue to offer our agricultural customers a long tradition of ag loan experience. Whether you are acquiring land to expand your operation, to building structures, or are interested in an operating line of credit, call on our team. We stand ready to supply the answers you need. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back one final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network for the post-game coverage of Riverside Cyclones taking on the Marysville Bulldogs here in the 3A Baseball Regional Semifinals. Marysville able to come out with the victory of 12-3. The game went all seven innings. Marysville here on the stat line finished with 12 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, and 7 left on base. For the Riverside Cyclones, they ended the game with 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, and 8 left on base. The winning pitcher of this game here going through Jordan Miller, who finished with 6 innings pitched, 5 hits allowed, 2 runs, 2 which both were earned, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. The losing pitcher for the Riverside Cyclones going to Kobe Taylor, who went 5 innings, allowed 6 hits, 8 runs, 7 which were earned, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts, 1 hit batter. That was the first pitch of the game, actually. Did not hit a single batter after that point, so that's a good step to think there mentally for yourself. And then 2 wild pitches also there for him on the game. And Marysville Bulldogs will now move on to the regional championship. That game will get going probably a little bit after 6 o'clock. The winner of the next game will be the one that Marysville will take on. This next matchup will get started in first pitch probably about 20 minutes or so. It will be the Nemaha Central Thunder taking on the Sabetha Blue Jays. Again, all here on 103.9 KNZA. And again, just real quick, a recap through this game. Marysville Bulldogs, they struck first. They led 3-0 after the second inning, and then the Riverside Cyclones just couldn't get on the board all the way into the sixth. But by then, Marysville, they struck hard in the fifth inning. They put up 5 runs off 3 hits, and things just really packed in deep there. But Riverside did do a great job in the bottom of the sixth. They were able to put up 2 runs, which allowed them to go into the seventh inning. If not, they would have been run ruled. But tell you what, this Riverside team, they've had their best season. They had their best season this year. They had they finished a total of 16-6. This team had no seniors, 3 juniors starting, 2 sophomores starting, and 5 freshmen. So this is going to be a great upcoming group. They had 2 stud pitchers who had went through this year, and Hughes was a sophomore and a freshman, and Kobe Kaler. So this team in the upcoming years is definitely one to keep your eye on, folks, from the Riverside Cyclones. But again, your final here on KNZA from our first semifinal matchup, the Marysville Bulldogs winning over the Riverside Cyclones 12-3. We'll be back in about 15-20 minutes for a pregame action. For up next, the Nemaha Central, the Thunder, taking on the Sabetha Blue Jays here on KNZA.